All right, this is Dave. I'm with Matt. And we just saw the new Andrew Niccol film, In Time, written and directed by Andrew Niccol, starring Justin Timberlake. And I think that was Amanda Seyfried. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
So that was pretty rough. It was not a great film.
Let's just say the movie ended, and so...
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. What happened
some nice, this okay, is not so, a spoiler alert.
Yeah, so the movie ended, and then people in the audience started applauding. And then the film critic sitting behind us was like, why are you applauding? What did he say, man?
Why are you applauding? Those people are such dumbasses! They're such dumbasses! Why would they applaud this? You're saying it loud enough for them to hear it.
Yeah, those people...
people were visibly upset about the adulation for this film.
Yeah. So it's about how in the future... It's not in the future. It's more like alternate universe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
because...
Yeah.
It would make no sense if it
people
happened.
People are genetically engineered to stop aging at 25.
Yeah, and they get a year of time after that, and then it's like all your currency is... There's no currency. It's all about how long you can live.
And let me tell you, the elevator pitch of this movie,
yeah,
I'll greenlight it. It's a cool concept.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but the execution leaves something to be desired. The script is... You know, Andrew Niccol, his scripts, in my opinion, have never been subtle, right? They've always been about, you know, people trying to triumph over some kind of, over society in some way, and doing so in a really heavy-handed way, and I think this movie is like that. The only problem is that the concept is inherently goofy,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, oh, I'll trade you 5 minutes for this and 5 minutes for this, and... That being said, I do think they establish the rules of the world pretty well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you understand how the time works and how you can take time and give time to other people. That's pretty effective.
The context of the universe, if explored in a better script, could be a cool context for a film.
Yeah, but it's less concerned with the concept, and it's not even concerned with technology. It's more concerned with using time as an allegory for money. You know? It's like... time in this universe is used to keep people subjugated, the poor, quote-unquote poor people. And in the same way, it's like, yeah, in real life, if you're rich, you can live longer than if you're poor. It's not really a subtle metaphor.
It's coming out at a great time amidst all the Occupy Wall Street.
I did get an Occupy Wall Street tingle. And, you know, the performances are okay. Like, Justin Timberlake is fine, his love interest is fine. Cillian Murphy is in this movie playing a timekeeper.
Yeah.
He's also decent in it.
A lot of cheesy one-liners.
Yeah, a lot of cheesy time-related puns. But the issue is not the performances or the concept. It's just the script is just so weak. It's just screenwriting 101 weak. I was pointing out to you, it makes like a number of screenwriting 101 stupid cliches in the first 10 minutes. Here's a hint, screenwriters. All the screenwriters who are listening to this, and I'm sure there are a ton of you, not really. Anytime someone in a movie says, I finally have enough time to do blank, they're not going to get the time to do blank. At least, and if that happens in a movie, then the movie is bad. That's what I have to say. I mean, that's been the way it was ever since that Twilight Zone episode with the books. But also, what else?
Time Enough at Last.
Time Enough at Last. Yeah. You know that episode. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But also...
What
was the other screenwriting thing I brought up that was dumb? Oh, yeah. Someone saying, you just don't get it, do you? And then explaining to you exactly what it is the character doesn't get. That's kind of lazy.
A lot of the scenes were predictable, yet when you watch it, there are some scenes that make... completely no sense. You know, there'll be something that happens that you just, it just doesn't have any continuity with the rest of the plot. But I will say, go see this movie. Go pay $8 for a matinee or buy it for $2 in Chinatown.
I wouldn't even say that much.
No. For that one scene.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to give anything
away. But there is one scene in the movie that is pretty awesome.
There is one scene in the movie. So I paid 1 hour and 30 minutes to see this movie.
Yeah.
It's really a 10-minute movie.
three-minute movie.
It's like a three-minute movie, but that 3 minutes, you get your money's, you get your time's worth with this one cool scene.
There is one scene, and it was so good that the audience started applauding after the scene happened. And when you see it in the theater... you will know what it is. We're not even going to hint at what it is.
Yeah.
But there is that one scene that is quite satisfying. But other than that, I mean...
Dave, we're out of time.
All right, we're out of time.